I'm currently taking a course at Toastmasters, and we're encouraged to use visual aids. So I brought along my Buddha. And this we'll see later. Okay, so I'm supposed to read a few poems from this issue of Vellum. And because I'm a haiku poet, I chose to read some haiku. So here we go. A pigeon with broken legs on a busy street. That's by Taguchi Tetsuya. The problem with haiku is they go past so fast, so I'm going to read this again. A pigeon with broken legs on a busy street. We kill our time before our death. And now there's something that's not a haiku, I'm not quite sure what it is, it's a bit longer. I was dreaming I had become an eagle in the desert and woke up to find myself all alone in a huge bed. So now from someone, I think she's Canadian, is it? Erin Nachihum? Here it is. And these are five-line poems called Tanka. Ink brush ideograms on a pair of teacups. My husband, pouring pale jasmine, asks, happiness or love? And now a second one called Spring. Against the yellow silk of dawn, a blackbird weaves her nest of radar chaff and human hair. So there are two different kinds of Japanese poetry forms, haiku and tanka. And they're very different mindsets. So I brought along the Buddha today because that's very reflective of the haiku spirit. Although haiku is not really a Zen kind of poetry, it developed 400 years ago in Japan when ideas of Zen were very much in the air. So they kind of became incorporated with the thinking of haiku. So haiku has, in Japanese, 17 syllables. How many does it have in English? How many syllables does haiku have in English? 757? I think people study at grade 5, grade 6. You remember how many syllables does a haiku in English have? 575.
It's still 17.
No! No! Just don't. Haiku does not have 17 syllables in English. No matter what your high school teacher said, no. Haiku in English, because of differences in the language, forget the syllable count, stop counting. Haiku is short. It's what you can say in a breath. So don't worry about syllables. It's what you say that counts. So it's short. It's less than... Basically, 20 syllables is as long as it can be, but it can go down to 2 syllables even. So it's short. And I've been studying haiku for the past 7 years. And it's a very, very funny form. It's, in fact, I wouldn't even call it a literary form. When you're dealing with, like, on average 12 syllables, it's more an experience, a state of being, than an actual literary form. And... it's been said that if you can write 5 good haiku, you can call yourself a haiku poet. If you can write 5 great haiku, you can call yourself a haiku master. And so far there have been 4 haiku masters, all of them Japanese. So while it seems simple to write them, it's also very, very difficult to write a good one. So I've been struggling with this the last 7 years. What is a haiku? So I think that I've finally maybe figured out a bit what a haiku is, and I'm going to read 2 of them for you that I've written. And what I've found, because it's so small, you're not talking about a big dramatic happening, it's very small but important. So for example, the first poem I'm going to write about was, I wrote it several years ago. I woke up in the middle of the night, I got up, I walked to the window, I looked out the window, saw the moon, and went back to bed. That was the incident. Nothing big, really. But for that moment, I felt as if I'd suddenly stepped into some greater situation, as if I become part of something larger. So here's my haiku moment from that time. Summer moon, I brush a moth from the screen. Summer moon, I brush a moth from the screen. Simple, but a haiku moment. Another one that I wrote was inspired by the fact that I had had a friend over and he left his glass there and I went to pick it up and I poured it out. So here's the poem that came from that, another what I'd call a haiku moment. The glass half full you left behind poured into the river of time. So that was a haiku moment for me. They're just things that happen, that come upon you. Nothing big, nothing profound, but just a moment, and somehow you know it's a moment. So they don't happen a lot. So while I'm waiting for a haiku moment to happen, I write another kind of Japanese form called a tanka. And a tanka is 5 lines. And that might not seem like a lot of difference to go from 3 lines to 5 lines, but it's a whole new world when you're dealing with those kind of that few syllables. So tanka means short song. And while haiku, as I mentioned, is 400 years old, tanka is actually 1,300 years old. It's the poetry of Japan. It's their longest tradition, predating even the written language. So tanka is, as I say, a whole different experience. We're going to turn away the Buddha and we're going to go into the world of sensuality and passion. That's what tanka is all about. It's about intense emotion. And it's from the time of the samurai and lots of longing and love and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really fun kind of poetry to write. Unfortunately, as much as I love tanka, I don't have a very romantic life. So it means that I don't have an awful lot of subject matter for this. I have a friend who's had 250 blind dates over the past 5 years. She can write tanka like anything. But for me, this is closer to my experience. In front of the church, apple blossoms shower like confetti. I daydream of weddings until the hearse pulls up. So one thing you can see from this poem is the lyric nature of tanka, whereas haiku is fragmentary. If we go back to Taguchi here, a pigeon with broken legs on a busy street. It's not a lyric tradition, it's just a fragmentary sort of moment to jar you into a state of awareness. Whereas tanka is flowing, it's lyric, it's you're back to poetry again. And I think tanka is a little bit easier for us in the West to understand, unless you're in the Zen tradition to understand it. But for us, it's closer to our own natural lyric tradition, except that it's packaged very nicely into 5 lines. So there is, however, one area of passion in my life at the moment, and that's flowers, for some reason. And I'll end with my last tanka here. Walking home in November mist, the weight in my hand of one red rose. Thank you.